remember ever seeing him try to do that before, but that's the lamest effort I've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, yeah, look, if you're going to do it, and I know you don't want him to ever do it.
Not in that situation.
No, because the guy's laboring and he's,
I understand
if you need
one run and you're trying to get a guy to third and the guy at bat sucks. I mean, there's occasionally a reason for it, but not then.
Not there, not then.
Good God, man.
Yeah, I know. And again, you always say, you know, the best managers say they never put their guys in an uncomfortable position. So even if you're going to do that, say you're just going to do that. Let's play that you're going to do that. Isn't it important that the guy that you have at a plate can actually do it? Because
right.
That's just like giving away an out. I mean, you didn't get anything done there. That wasn't even close.
Outs are the currency of baseball. Outs are precious.
Precious. The precious juice.
Precious.
The precious juice.
Precious. Think your dog's got a broken leg, mister. Precious. You don't hurt my dog.
I'll check with James Wilkes Booth and see if that's
please.
Right.
I got to
call
him. Derringer.
First of all, I got to make sure the story's accurate.
As the story goes, somebody made up, somebody spinning yarns about the Lincoln assassination.
Flags half staff remembering 150 years ago today, Abraham Lincoln died of a gunshot wound from the, I think it was a Derringer from James Wilkes Booth. I've seen that gun before. I saw it on TV. It's not a very big piece, but then again, he was close. And as the story goes, as historians tell it, two balls, two strikes, two down.
I don't think they told it originally. I think they had it.
I think
they could just read it.
I think it was actually reported.
It was reported. Not inaccurately, I don't believe. I never heard that said. Oh, you know what? That never happened.
The historians
well, I think
said,
it did.
Come on down and grab a seat around the campfire, and I'm going to tell you a tale. All right.
I think it's time to take a time out already.
Yeah,
I think everything done.
This day has gotten stupid already.
Yeah, I know. It's 3 o'clock, too.
I know.
We got a thing here.
And look who's here.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn on fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves regular season will wrap up at Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7.
Hi.
You need a timeout. You just take
Why?
A break. You're,
hello there.
You're a little fired up early
I'm
on.
I'm mad.
Like it, you need to take a breath.
I'm angry.
I can tell. I like it.
I don't enjoy bad baseball. It's killing pets.
Why are you a Sox fan?
Because I'm an idiot.
Case closed. The
All
love
right.
of God.
I'm glad to be with you, boys.
Have I ever been
on this show before? Ever.
I don't think so.
Maybe once.
Usually
like
you avoid the show
here.
Like the plague.
Right, because you're smart and you don't want anything to do with this show because this show's bad for you. It's like White Sox baseball. This show will also kill your pets.
Hey, you said it. Game on for the Blackhawks, boys. Game one of the Western Conference quarters against the Predators coming your way tonight with Patrick Kane making his return from injury. Kane is expected to skate on the line with Brad Richards and Chris Versteeg tonight, 7:30 puck drop. One other Western Conference playoff series begins tonight. Vancouver hosts Calgary. In the East, Ottawa visits Montreal and the Caps host the Islanders. Bulls play their regular season finale tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. A win? And the 3 seed in the East is theirs. The Bulls will be without Kirk Heinrich. Joakim Noah doubtful with left hamstring tendonitis. 7 o'clock tip on the West Side. White Sox snapped a 3-game winning streak with a 4-2 loss to the Indians this afternoon. Sox had runners on the corners with 2 outs in the ninth, but Jose Abreu struck out to end it. Sox open a 3-game set in Detroit on Friday. It's the rubber match between the Cubs and Reds on the north side tonight. Travis Wood opposes former Cub Jason Marquis. 7:05 first pitch at Wrigley. Elsewhere around the league, Angels shutting out the Rangers 7-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Washington up on Boston 8-5 top of the seventh, and Miami beat Atlanta 6-2. And after 7 days of deliberation, a verdict in the murder trial of former Patriot tight end Aaron Hernandez.
What say you, Madam Foreperson? Is the defendant not guilty? Guilty of murder in the first degree or guilty of murder in the second degree?
I don't know.
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
First degree murder guarantees life in prison without the possibility of parole. Join 670 The Score and Bud Light for an on-the-glass playoff party watch tonight at Toby Keith's and Rosemont from 6:30 to 8. Meet Hall of Famer Dennis Savard and the Bud Light Ice Crew brought to you by Bud Light. Perfect beer. for whatever happens. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on Score is Friday from Detroit on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Kirk Heinrich is going to miss the regular season finale.
He's missed the entire season.
Listed Joakim Noah as doubtful. Now, the Bulls say left hamstring tendonitis.
Okay.
But according to Joe Cowley, he says that Derrick Rose said that it was his knee. And then Cowley editorializes. He says, I'm going with knee and letting the Bulls have their fun and games.
Who cares?
Chances are that the pedals on the metal for the last game of the season.
I don't want that.
They want that three seed to play the
Mighty Bucks.
It's them and the Cavs anyway.
You might as well get them early and have at it.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Writer and author John Chris.
Frankly, I would be shocked if Jameis Winston is not number one overall. The closer we get to the draft, the more noise there is out there. Teams putting out misinformation. They're telling you they love this guy when he's probably off their board entirely. They're telling you they don't like so-and-so, even though they can't wait to draft them. They're simply trying to make the value of their picks as much as possible, maybe field some offers from desperate teams down in the draft order. So there are some questions about Jameis Winston off the field. They've been talked about ad nauseum for at least a year now. So if he does have one of these Aaron Rodgers-type drops down the first round, I suppose the Bears have to be prepared, which is why they want to talk to him tomorrow.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the Score.
Terry Boers.
Ooh, that's too creepy.
Dan Bernstein.
It's gotta work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think we finished our props, didn't we?
I don't think we did
no,
we?
No, I don't believe
no,
so.
No, we got derailed.
Yeah.
Chris Tannehill.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Cubbies last night. You know, Coughlin, Rizzo, Solar.
Yeah, he got pretty much all wrong, that dude.
He's my guy.
And did we have an intern running around somewhere doing intern thing? Tad deflated. I thought I saw him. Okay, there he was. Yeah, and we'll have plenty of time to pound Robin Ventura for just doing something stupid that made his team more likely to lose a game, which is just it's not allowed. It's not allowed. You can't do it. It can't happen. You're not allowed to do that.
It happened,
but you have to stop doing it. You can't. That made no sense. I don't know what.
I mean, the guy was struggling, man. He couldn't. He.
Right.
You could see those first couple hitters. He was struggling.
Jumpy.
And you can't. And well, look. Even if you want to do it, just say again. In case you want to do it, he can't bunt.
He's bad at it.
Oh my God! It might as well have been me. That last bunt.
I don't know.
That thing was 18 feet foul in the last 4 seconds. What? Then he goes and sits down. I mean, let me say, why do you, first of all, I know you don't bunt, but why do you bunt on two strikes?
I'm not sure.
Why do you keep bunting? You're flailing.
You shouldn't be trying to give away an out.
Well, you were, and you did, and you lost. What about Danks?
Danks is bad. He's bad. Not only that, he's painful to watch work.
Yeah,
everything's so hard. Everything's so
plus
difficult.
He's got no velocity.
There's
on
no
anything.
Stuff
on anything.
Yeah,
you know, Guile is nice. I like Guile.
I don't. I like velocity.
I like Guile. No, I like a guy who can really pitch.
I like Guile and velocity. It, but, I like 97 and Guile. That I'll take. That 88 and bad and 3-2 and foul ball
took
and foul
trip
ball
down
and
guy
foul ball
once.
And bad
I,
defense.
I would take a guy if he could at that velocity. Some guys who succeed very well at that, but he's
very few.
Just
very
yeah,
very
few.
Few.
You know, you got to learn how to pitch, but and he missed. You know, he doesn't miss many bats, but he wasn't awful for a while, and then all of a sudden you go, oh no, you know, they're gonna figure this out. They're gonna know that you can't throw anything more like 87 miles an hour.
See, there was something, however, as all that was going on, I was immensely entertained and drawing all sorts of odd looks, more odd looks than I usually get while working out, because I'm sitting on the exercise bike laughing out loud at Jason Goff's Twitter blast of a dopey Nashville Predators goober who he's just sending out all this guy's tweets. I think the guy ended up deleting his Twitter account when all was said and done, when Jason's peeps got done with him. But when, and then I think in the conversation somewhere, our guy Schmutzy pointed out that, did you know Nashville is roughly 4 times the size of Naperville?
Right. That's correct.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah. It's like 4 Napervilles.
Yeah.
And they have an NHL team, and they can't make their fans go to the game.
Correct.
What, I'm not quite sure what's happening there or why, but you got it. As we pointed out yesterday, the Predators brass, you got to stop trying to force people to like your team. It's a bad look. It comes across as really stupid. And maybe they're a terrific team, and you got your coach, and you got a handful of fans that are really excited. It's probably, they're a niche sport there. It's probably like the Chicago Fire here or something like that. But it really is a terrible look when you are doing everything you can do to try to force people to like your team, keep opposing fans out. And I think that NHL playoff series are always better with a healthy distaste for an opponent. Sort of like when they play against Vancouver. And I like when Barry Rosner antagonizes Vancouver Canucks fans, and I had some fun with them too.
Well, different than the NBA. I like it too when you don't when there's something between you. You don't like it and they don't like you,
right,
and you move on from there. I think that makes the whole thing great.
Look, so it was fun to actually have an example of a Nashville Predators fan. I hope they're all that guy that Goff put on blast, because if they're all like that, then I can work up a healthy distaste for them.
There are, I would say, that my guess would be that roughly, given how they, they don't come there, increase the numbers of population. They don't come there because they want to live there. They come there because they want to work there, because they want their career there. My guess would be that probably half their population has never been exposed to NHL or hockey in any way, shape, or form, and probably doesn't care to. I mean, it's not like, well, yeah, we'll get you to go to a game, okay, all right, and then they'll never go back. But I don't know what you did in the first place. Why there? I mean, I understand there's other places where fans don't go, where they're not interested. I get it. But that, are you kidding me? Your population base is not very big, as you correctly point out. And second of all, how many people do you think were ever exposed in any way, shape, or form to hockey?
They have any connection to the game.
Any connection to the game. Any.
Not enough.
So hell no.
This is Colleen Kane from the Tribune is tweeting this about Adam Eaton. He says, regarding his failed bunts.
Yeah.
It's one of my freaking strengths.
Oh.
when Robin has confidence and I don't deliver, it's kind of shame on me. It didn't look like one of his strengths.
If that's one of his
strengths,
I don't
want to see his weaknesses then.
Oh, my God. Are you seriously? That's why I asked. I can't remember him ever seeing him bunt. And then after today, I don't ever want to see it again. But do you remember, like, laying one down and beating it out, which leadoff men do once in a while? I mean, I don't remember ever seeing that.
No. Not him. He's not going to ground into a double play. How often does he get doubled up?
Doesn't.
That's a left-hander out of the box, down the line with speed.
Yeah.